Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
World.
Right, let's... What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. I'm joined today with Mickey for a bonus podcast, you might say. It's well lit with a ring light. That's what you call it.
Is that what you call it? Well, is that because it looks like a big ring of light?
Correct, sir. Oh. I should have got the LED one, because it means if you bust that bulb... If you bust that bulb, you have to buy another circular bulb. I can't keep looking at it.
Quite a lot of blinders there.
And
all I've been doing. Last time my rings are light as well.
I'm gonna tell you what.
Busting a bulb.
You wouldn't want to see your ring on that light. So we're doing a podcast. See why I went, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Let's use this to promote your podcast that you're going to do.
I'm going to start doing a podcast with that very sound recorded and bent off my good friend Colin secondhand, which still...
I'll tell you. Do you know what's weird about sound? And this sounds like me trying to get the arm in here.
Oh.
It doesn't really depreciate in price because there's only about five of them.
Aye,
not in the world, but models.
Aye, exactly.
And they never change. So like, there's H2N or something. It goes like H2N through to like H6N or something.
Aye, I was looking at that.
But they never change. Like, aye. A new one of them is 130 quid.
Aye, I know.
And they're still 130 quid.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
They're a bit of kit, but yeah, just stay tuned. Is that would you say that?
Stay tuned.
Coming up next, we've got Mickey Belton's podcast. I'm just going.
I can't wait to have the chat with you where it's like, how do you get this on iTunes? And I'll be like, you're going to have to find out on your own. Because Kieran said to me one time, he was like, how do you get this on iTunes? And I went, I'm not even going to tell you.
Really?
I was like,
is it because it was a giant pain in the hole?
Yeah. I was like, class. It was a fucking nightmare. So good luck to you.
I might just put it in SoundCloud and send them more about it.
It's weird because there's probably something better, like Stitcher or something. I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
How do you get them on Spotify?
Oh, fuck me.
Because I listen to Stuart Goldsmith has a podcast, Comedians Comedian Podcast, on Spotify, and it's wild handy.
I will have... It's probably about the second handiest one to the podcast app on your iPhone.
Aye.
Because it's where I listen to stuff. Spotify, I'll have to check out now that I think about it.
Aye.
You do. Stuart Goldsmith, he funny, is he? Not as a stand-up, good as an interview.
I've never seen him do stand-up, actually. I really should. Because I keep going on big long drives and listening to it. And
I knew he was in Derek.
Fuck was he, aye?
Aye.
Who was he in Derek?
Himself.
Oh, right.
He was going out with your girl.
I didn't see Derek. To be honest with you, I've asked you these.
I'm like, I'll not be offended.
Is he Ricky Gervais or the fellow with the long hair?
He's another.
He's not called
young, good-looking guy.
He's actually 40, but he's
shut the front door.
I'm telling you, 40-year-old.
Fucking get 40 and 40 fucking fingers up his ass.
It's podcast fucking class because it's just. Although saying that there, it's.
Sorry, the wall just fell apart there.
Jesus, Mary Joseph.
Me in the arsehole.
That was a ghoul.
Thought that was the man.
The van shit.
Poltergeist.
If a comb comes through that window, come on away. The fuck.
A comb. A wee Japanese girl comes out this telly. I'm gonna fucking shame myself.
Go and see if it makes your Maureen's head has a spun around there.
No, it will have already. I was going to say to you, what have we been up to? We haven't done a podcast in quite some time.
I haven't really been there.
Don't be surprised if it's 17 minutes long.
I haven't really. Got a dog.
Yeah, got a dog.
Got a wee dog, aye.
Not dead yet, no?
Not dead yet. No balls, though, so he thinks the gay is dead.
Did you get his balls off?
Got his balls off last Monday.
How much is it for a debollocking?
100 quid. 50 a bollock.
50 a bollock.
She told me it was 100 quid.
Do they do that? They're like, here, if it's not manageable financially for you.
We'll take one off now.
You can get one of the nuts off and I'll leave the other one swimming around
the back. I really felt like going, can you just take one of them off and we'll take our chances? He doesn't really get around that much dog pussy anyway, so it's alright.
Dog pussy.
Tell you what though, two things I've noticed, and these are a bit gross. Well, first one's not that gross, it's kind of cute. His bark is slightly higher pitched since he lost his bollocks. Second one, his boners aren't as red.
What colour are they now?
It's kind of like there's a pinkish hue to it now.
Okay.
For a while I thought...
What age is he?
Two. 15 dog years.
No, he's not. Is he?
Yeah.
Just wanting to buck all around.
Just flat out.
Just red digging.
Flat out. Like,
just red digging.
It was... Because, like, he's quite cute, right? But, like, I came home really late from a gig one night, and he came running down the stairs like, intruder! Intruder! And then he says, he's like, oh, it's you! I'll get the ball! Wait there!
Yeah.
But he gets a boner.
Just excitement
just,
boner?
Just excitement boners.
Sounds like me.
Pretty... I sounds like me too, like...
Wee dog boners.
Wee dog boner. But it's fucking... Like... You see the wee fucking bit come out, it's about that size, right? And then he fucking pulls back and reveals, and you're like, that's the size of that boy's dick. Big fucking vein.
It's weird because, like,
my boy.
It's weird the notion of that you would have a furry foreskin.
Aye.
And then you just put, it's not like. It's not like. I know, it's dog dicks and fannies and assholes and all are mad because.
His asshole's massive too. Oh, like, they're big asshole.
Big leathery brown one. Like one of them fucking like rivets on a leather couch.
He gets up on the sofa and putting his tail down. Like, Jesus Christ, man.
But think about this. Guy. Like, imagine you had a friend who just was always like around your house with their asshole out.
Can imagine? Thank God this desk here.
You're like, Mickey's, like, the dog jumps up everywhere, walking around, sitting down, everyone's face, licking his balls, licking their face.
Licking shit.
If licking someone came in with no trousers on and went to sit on your sofa with their bare hole, you'd be like, get the fuck out of my house! Or even if their arse was covered and they're just ball bag just resting a wee bit on your leg, you'd be like, this guy's a fucking weirdo.
If I went into your living room sort of bucking one of your teddies, you wouldn't be all clocking them.
I mean, dogs, do dogs, like, you know, I'm not saying, do they just blow a big load? Or
he hasn't, like, that's the thing, because I actually,
because if it was a human fucking your teddies, you'd need to burn them.
I think I've heard of somebody whose dog fucking jizzed in their bed, and apparently dog jizz stinks.
Okay.
Which I didn't fucking, our dog hasn't jizzed anywhere yet. I mean, no,
he's got no ball bag at all.
I can't now, like. But
he's dick sneeze.
Fuck me, you dirty bastard. But
dirty bastard.
I think they do spunk a load. Do you remember Fergie? Remember you saw, you there's a bit of jizz in the end of Fergie's knob one time?
Oh yeah.
I remember that dog humping a blanket beside me and its dick going like the Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the equivalent of, like, you know, a young, attractive, like, jock.
Aye.
You know, he's like, fuck all day. Fuck all day. Don't need to sleep. And then some, for want of a better word, gypsy stole him.
Aye.
He had to get stolen. There's no way, like, he wouldn't have come back.
Well, there's someone else that hung the collar on the fence. Someone else that hung his fucking...
That's pretty dark shit.
I heard there was, like, a...
Who told you that?
Lucy? She told me to find, like, because apparently that's one of the things they do, is they take the collar off and hang it on the fucking fence, and then...
What, like they're those two bodies in Home Alone?
No, more. I think it's more to do with the fact that a lot of people have the collars with, like...
Chips in them. Chips. Yeah, I don't know, I'll have to ask, I didn't know that at all. That's weird, though.
That's fucking bad crack, though. Because that's... the speed... Like, we got the speed at which you go from, like, oh, it's just a dog, to, I now have a son, he just looks a bit different. Was terrifying. Like, within 15 minutes, I was like, if it's like a Bill Burr bit, like, I know one day that dog is going to die and I'm going to be fucking heartbroken.
Yeah.
Like, thinking about it now, I'm starting to go.
We Sandy Nobles.
God bless him.
Sandy Nobles.
And he knew as well, do you know?
Is he like a fun dog? You know, like, yeah, if I went to your house and be like, yeah,
all over it.
Or he just ate my face?
No, he's all over it. Like, he's, like, he just, because I had to keep him on the lead for, like, I think he's gonna leave for like 10 days after they get their balls cut off.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'm allowed to like take him for a fucking proper walk and throw his ball for him. And I think he's like, fuck it, it's tomorrow, isn't it, Mick?
And here we go. My balls is empty.
And
he's ready to run.
Because he was like, he came back from the vet, he was real, still like out of it for about 24 hours. And we started feeling really guilty. We're like, fuck, I shouldn't have done that. Like, just felt awful. And then at about 8:30 on the Tuesday night, he walked in and just dropped his ball, like, it's fucking party. So he's class. You'll love him. He's deadly.
Is he still wearing the lampshade around his head?
No, he didn't even have to.
No?
No, he was alright, because, like...
Didn't even go out of his own bag?
He went out a couple
Tell
times.
Tell me this. Do they have, like...
Did
they take the balls out and just leave a wee
pouch? There's a wee scrote. Oh, it's like a wee tiny wee fucking... And for the first couple of days...
That's how he doesn't freak out. He's like, what's that?
It looks like... I've just drained it. Right. But the first couple of days is like... Because the shave of the bit of his belly around his dick as well. So you see how, like, where his dick comes from. Do you know what I mean? Like, it comes, it's the same as us, comes from his arse. Like, it's just fucking. And Actually, yeah, sorry. That's where his nipples are. His nipples are beside his dick. I didn't even know boy dogs had nipples. But he's got like wee show nipples. Right. And the only way, here's the thing about it, he's definitely my dog as well, because as soon as he had it done, he just lay on his back and was all, yeah, God. Showing people, is that infected?
Yeah. Why shave your dick if you're not going to show it off?
Like? Exactly.
Hey.
Do you know what I mean?
Look where that comes from.
But once, no. Once the...
Round the back.
once the inflammation went down, you kind of go, oh, he does have a wee scrotum still, like a wee...
A wee bang.
Looks like a wee fucking... wee furry black love heart. Just hanging there where it used to be two big... cojones. God love him.
Do you ever see it though? Sometimes you see dogs and you're like, look at the bag on that. And it get... Dog balls get old like man balls.
Aye.
You know, you get those old Labradors and you just got a big old set of fucking nuts.
The first time we took him for a walk, because basically, like, he's been rehomed 3 times in the last 4 months, something like that. So he was a wee bit, like, fucking, like, he pissed in the house a couple of times and, like, pissed around his bowl so that no one would fuck with his food.
Yeah.
Like, he was in jail again.
Which is a legit threat if you live with my kid.
You want to get that tin open to fucking start.
See if that human eats my fucking steak chunks.
But we took him for a fucking walk, and this woman had this, like, I think it was a Springer Spaniel, but it was so old it actually got shorter than, you know, like a Spaniel's kind of, it's not a big dog, but it's kind of fucking big, bulky thing. This thing looked like it had got so old it got shorter, and it had a massive fucking thing on its belly, and only in, like, in a dairy accent to hear someone go, "Mare's growth," yeah. And you go, fucking somebody shoot that dog, it's not right.
MR's
like, it's a big giant fucking bollocks, and then this fucking hernia.
Yeah.
Like, belly.
I've seen that happen with people's dogs, and they're like, well, we don't want to take them to the vet, because the vet will put it down. And you're like,
put it down.
But the dog can't walk, you keep walking it. It's got this thing in the back of its, like, under, like, its back hip.
Aye.
That was just like a fucking bum bag, just hanging down. And then one day, whatever it went through, or nerves or whatever, the dog just fell over and its back leg started twitching and it wouldn't stop twitching.
Aye.
And then it was a whole fucking emergency, like, rushing down.
Aye. Whose dog was that?
I don't want to say, but I'll tell you after. But, like, they just fucking had the emergency kill the dog because it was fucking in so much pain.
Aye.
And you're like, there's probably a... I mean, there's a chance you could have taken that to the doctor and they just removed whatever it was and it was fine.
Aye. But
you let it go till it was like, it'll be fine. This thing's dragging a, like, a fucking ball and chain around.
To the point where it's just like fucking, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was a mercy killing. Have you seen that?
No, you told me about it though.
Oh, fuck. Had to. Dogs.
Classic.
I talked about it on a vlog or something. I don't know where it is. I got a note from the Tyrone, like, Mid-Ulster thing or whatever,
aye,
to pay a dog license that I hadn't paid since September for a dog we'd give away again after 2 days.
Did you just get a license? See, we haven't got a license for a dog either.
I mean, it's one of those things, it's like, you know,
I never thought about that.
Right down the line, it's, you know, you'd have to go a long way before it to be fucked up. The main reason you do it is because they chip it. I think you'd get your dog chipped, and then if you lose it, they can scan it and take it back to your house. That's the only reason you do it. But,
well, what if I paid for that then?
And then if the dog, you might have done,
because we got £70.
They give you paperwork and stuff. You probably did. I doubt they would have chipped it and not given like a dog license type thing. They probably did.
We probably did. That's probably nice.
But like, sure, we got that dog, and then the owners wanted it back. So we, well, of course they did.
No.
The owners seen that it was missing in the paper and asked, could they get it back? And we give it back. But then I'd already bought the license. The only thing is, the name was Colm McGettis. So, like, come and get my £15, you fucking assholes.
Well, that day I took him to the vet and she was like, what's the dog's name? I was like, Sandy. And she went, Sandy Bartlett. And I was like, oh, my boy.
Sandy Bartlett. It's like an old 70s porn star.
It sounds like a fucking, some sort of skin infection.
Excuse me, Emmer's Sandy Bartlett.
That itch you have at Sandy Bartlett.
Oh, fuck me. That is fucking disgusting. Let's talk more about you, Mick. You're extra famous now because you've been on a big fancy ad on the telly. Yeah. Have you had much feedback on that?
The only thing is, somebody said to me was, that run you did at the start was hilarious. And I was like, that's my actual run.
Yeah, that was me at full clip sprint.
Flat feet, mate. That's just how it works. No, that hasn't really been that much.
Do you watch it and be like, did I spend 3 days in the cold for that shit? Or do you think it was well put together?
I've only seen it once. What I did do was go, oh, there's that ad, and then check my bank balance and just go, ha,
yeah.
Look at a flick of the wrist.
Yeah. I want to fuck right now.
Made so much money when I first seen the ad, I went, that was shit, and just broke the TV and bought a new one.
Yeah, that's
But no, it's do you know what's weird about it? It's the first thing I've ever done that I didn't give a fuck about how people looked
yeah.
at it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like any other stuff where it's your own content or it's, you've had the right stuff for it, you're going to hope they don't fuck it up and make it look stupid. Whereas yeah, that's just like
you kind of get the bail out of like, not my fucking idea no. type of thing. I was just acting in it. You know what I mean? But like, now I put it over time. It's Mickey when he checked his balance. Understanding
overnight. In a fucking ballsy.
Where's that? I want to fuck right now.
Straight to the courthouse and London.
Fucking straight away, enough. Walking past homeless people, like, get a job, you fucking pauper.
I'll give you a copy of that for the car.
Good manager, yeah. Sorry, I've got Spotify and a mobile phone contract I just took out.
I want a chip right now. it is one of those things, like, it's a professional sort of job. Like so you're just like, yeah, well, I did my bit. You can fucking dance around it and do whatever you have to do after.
There was definitely funnier things filmed on it as well. But
just outtakes, they didn't get in.
Yeah. There's one point they kind of let me do a bit of a line of ramble sort of thing.
What's that?
Where you, like, just improvising fucking things to say to the angel. That bit where it's like, we got to do that from the start. One of the ones I was like, you wingy bastard. Missed my wee girl's birthday.
You white-haired fucking Julian Assange looking bastard. No, it's cool. It's a cool lad. The extra material they put out was questionable.
It was,
do you remember I kept saying this Snapchat, like, and cut? And cut. Because Mickey's like,
do you know what?
And then it just was like,
the bit that gets me that nobody paid attention to with that one was that we're supposed to be playing Curbsy. And if you look behind me, there is no other curb.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just a guy in a high-vis jacket.
I mean, it's a sad thing that they're like, we've got Mickey, we want to cast another guy. Does he know any vaguely tall bald guys? Does he? No, can't think of any. I would have just liked to be in that because it would have been funny to do it together on a beach. You know, I want to fuck.
It's weird just how many people are involved in it as well.
Oh yeah,
like you've got like the writers, the guys who come up with the idea for the ad are there,
yeah,
the whole way through it, even though they've no say. And there's a guy directing the ad, and he doesn't have any say because the people from whatever company are there.
Yeah,
and there's somebody above them, and you're just like,
it's crazy. Nuts. I mean, I'm working on a thing at the minute where it started off like they were like, "This is the budget." No, I basically told them what I just was like, "This is what I would do it for," basically. Right. And they were like, blah, 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 no problem. And then, because it's all self-produced, if you know what I mean.
Aye.
But then, now when I think about it, I'm like, if they were to do this themselves, the amount of people they'd have to pay individually. And now I'm like, I definitely should ask for about 3 times the amount I asked for. Still a lot of money, but you forget how much
they're saving on it.
And then you start to do this thing where you're like, right, well, there's the money. We can make something pretty cool. And then you get into it, and I was trying to make something that I wouldn't normally make, like a real fancy high-end ad, which is how it looked, like the first cut of the thing I did. And they were like, this isn't really sort of, there's not enough of you in it.
Aye.
And then I quickly realised, oh, you want to pay me to make the same shit I make in the fucking garage. Aye. And that's literally what they want. Because I went out filming one day with your guy Phil Bailey, Steadicams, fucking, you know, cameras that are worth about 10 grand and it looked amazing, and they were like, that's not really how you would do it though. That's why we're getting you is the one the way you would do
there's,
it.
There's weird things too where like,
so then I'm in the garden with Begley and a bin on a fucking ride.
There's a weird thing with that one where like, which it's, I don't really know much about it, but even my agent was going like, if at any point they ask you to do something as yourself,
yeah,
fucking tell me and you're getting an extra fucking 20 grand.
It's crazy
because that means you're personally endorsing something.
Yeah, you're not even acting a part.
Do you know what I mean? Because, like, obviously I don't know what's truth, but when another famous Northern Irish comedian did a harp advert where it was just him, there was enough money to put his kids through university. Like, it was,
oh, back in the day.
Yeah, because again, that's a personal endorsement kind of thing.
Yeah, well, the money's crazy because, you know, if you're dealing with an ad agency, the ad agency's working for another person, so they have enough money to pay not only everyone in the ad agency for their job, they also have the money to pay you and crew and writers. So the amount of money is disgusting. Like, so
I know a guy that
don't be afraid to take it off.
Oh, fucking right. I know a guy who did a DOE advert and he did this in it. Remember the one with the guys on the phone? You get the phone on his shoulder and he goes and tries to hit a brick, and it was he told me the money he got for that, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they've reused it like pretty much every year since he's done it, and he just gets that same amount of money like once a year that just goes into his bank.
It's unreal.
It's crazy.
Crazy money,
the
guys.
The world of advertising, guys. Which again makes us all worse people.
And one of my favourite comedians was Bill Hicks, and he was all like, if you work in marketing or advertising, kill yourself. And I'm like, Bill, you kill yourself.
Although he did, in fairness, say it. I mean, if you're trying to make a living, it's a different story. But kill yourself. Or something along those lines. I can't remember. Wasn't that funny?
Yeah, but listen, some people are creative people. Yeah. You know, they like to do shit.
Exactly.
What if you're a comedian with a degree in design communication?
Yeah.
Which is, in fact, in that world.
We're not all lucky enough to get pancreatic cancer and then die and then have an entire estate for your family by the end of it.
Yeah.
Dead Bill Hicks.
Here, Bill, tell a joke.
Aye.
Right? Do something funny. Don't be all like aliens and...
Yeah, what would you do if we were, and then another poster fell off the wall? I'd be like, it's time for me to go.
And it's the poster of Bill Hicks too.
Yeah, right on top of the General Banter one, like
crushing it to death. Would you be up for another General Banter type gig in Derry on the 20th of December?
Yeah, are you doing Bogans on 29th of December?
Uh-huh.
2-day session, my friend, eh?
What are you doing?
I'm emceeing it.
Fuck off!
Oh my!
Fuck off!
I forgot, I didn't even text you. Fucking stay in mind after the Derry one.
Down to
breakfast, not take the dog for a walk, get a bit of a hangover cure.
Stare at his asshole.
Down, yep.
Take
down
photos
to
fucking, of it.
Yep.
Oh.
Down to him, shit another one out.
I'm really, these days, I think I've pretty much quit drinking, but only at really specific times.
Aye.
I've tried to wait. I've talked about this in one podcast. I was like, the same, like when I stopped smoking, I was just like, I've had enough smoking.
Aye.
Coffee, I was like, I don't need 9 coffees a day.
Aye.
Don't need it.
I've had three coffees and
I'm like, I just don't want to drink really anymore. Because I was doing it too.
I know what you mean.
No, I really do. Don't get me wrong. I really do want to drink. But it's just like, the way I was doing it was like, it was fucking Dambleserian. Just like, yeah, fuck it. I don't have anything to do. And then 3 days later, you're like, I have a lot of shit to do there. And there's people emailing me about where work is.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So I might just even set something like Christmas as a fucking...
blowout?
Maybe just...
blow out the fuck.
Blow out, but it might be one of those things where you get that far and you're like, well, maybe I do need to drink a thought, but I will. I'll just drink whiskey and ice is my thing.
So I think I'm doing the opposite thing of you, because like, do you think of some of that because you're approaching, because you were hitting 30, were you going, fuck, it's time to...
Nah, not really. It's more of a professional thing. It's more of a like, I do actually have a load of work to do these days.
I suppose.
So whenever I drink and don't do anything for like 2 days, I'm like, I'm massively behind.
See, I think I'm doing the same thing I did in my final year of uni. We're like, final year of uni, everyone was wising up and going, we need to fucking calm down and get to work. Whereas I was like, they're going to make us grow up, let's go fucking... And now, like, I'm in the last, like, the twilight of my 20s. I'm like, I'm going to just show you who can fucking party.
Yeah.
Youngins.
Yeah.
I go 2 days in a row, no problem.
I know you're very talented.
Which, not anymore. I can't drink pints now because I get a panic attack after the fifth one.
Why?
Because I just get all fucking... my brain's like, you're going to be hanging tomorrow. And I start going, can we hang tomorrow?
Gin? Where's the gin?
I'm just going to gin here. And then I'm an emotional wreck.
Yeah, well, the problem with me, beer is a nightmare. I think you need to just... like, I was drinking... Begley got me Cask Mates. Jameson's.
Uh-huh.
Cask Mates.
All right.
They brew it in the sort of craft beer kegs.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. But you just put... I just fill it right up with ice and pour the whiskey through it and let it kind of melt a wee bit. And you have like 3 of them and you're chinned.
Aye.
Especially the ones you pour at home.
Aye.
You're like, 1 Mississippi. 2 Mississippi.
3 miss the day off work.
And by the time you're at the third one... but that's the thing, the hangovers... if it was... My thing with beer is, if I start drinking it, I'm Frank the Tank. Like, I'm just like, yeah! And you're just chucked, like, you can have 100 beers. Whereas this, you're like... you're a bit scared. You're like, I'm so blocked right now.
Aye. I had a fucking, that night me and Connor Keyes went to see the Bonnevilles, and we're drinking just like cans in his dad's house, and I haven't drank beer in ages. Like,
what were you drinking instead? Wine?
Because I haven't really been out, so like if we're in the house, we'll drink wine or like gin or something like that. Rum, petrol, just water out of the toilet.
Dog like shampoo,
piss beer in it. So drink after it. But I was like, and I think I had about four cans, and I felt my mouth go when I was talking. Yeah. I was like, holy shit,
I'm blitzed.
And then I got like everybody else was just fucking, let's fucking go out. And I was like, I needed to eat something.
Yeah,
immediately. And I had like a fucking cheesy curry chip, and then Connor Keyes, who's a big unit, was like, I don't want the rest of that. And I was like, like
that's the other thing with beer, you could eat your starving fucking own dick
and
off.
The next day I'm even worse. Like,
yeah, that's a nightmare. That's maybe what's annoying me, is just the fucking the days you have to put in when you're drinking.
I see, even with, like, I may have some sort of fucking gluten intolerance or something like that as well, because I shit like a fucking donkey the next day. Like, I swear it's awful. Like, when did I have fucking, last Wednesday night I had 3 bottles of Coors Light and a pint of Hop House.
Yeah.
And on Thursday I was just like
machine gun.
Oh, it was awful. Like, I swear to God, I just can't do it.
We went to watch,
I used to love shitting, but now I don't know, I'm hitting 30 and I just don't have time.
We went to watch the rugby down in the local bar there, and where there is some character, there's a guy who you probably know who I'm talking about. You would think that I'm taking the piss if I said he talked like,
you want to go down there and get the fucking,
completely inaudible.
Aye.
Just this tone, like, fucking.
That's exactly the way he talks.
Fuck me.
Tell him you got to go down there and see
what the fuck. And I see him talking to everybody.
Aye.
And you're like, what? Do they know what he's saying? No idea. But we're watching the rugby, and I was drinking Heverly. Have you ever drank Heverly?
Aye.
Jesus fucking I was like, you know, like checking my pulse and all. I was like, you know, Maureen, you might just, don't get worried, but just keep an eye on me, because if I keel over 2 pints, I was like, I need to go to the toilet. No, like, I was fucking. And then you look at it, it's like 4.8% and like super bubbly.
Aye.
So it's like fucking champagne. You're just like, I was wiped out.
You know, I like,
if we're home for eight. Match was over at 6:30, and I was back at the house, like, trying to fucking just pour soup in the toaster and all. What happened? What happened to me?
Ulster.
Ireland versus All Blacks. Take nothing.
Oh my god.
I can't fucking. They were like, another thing too, I think I'm a borderline alcoholic.
Because
it's like, it's definitely a case, like you're saying, like Frank the Tank in it. You just have that kind of, well, that's the fucking, that's the night plan. Like, after doing warm up last night, had a bottle of Coors and was like, I just set fire in my car and I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, there was no.
My problem is, like, if I drank, I get really like horror hangovers.
Aye.
Where I'm like, you know, like shaky, and I can never sleep. Like, I'll go to fall asleep and I'll just be like, and just wake up. And that's fucking like shock. So my problem is, there's nights where I've drank a load and then definitely should be drinking the next night, and went, if I just have like 2 whiskeys, I won't feel like this.
Aye.
And the hangover the next day won't be that bad. But then I still have sort of drink in the system. Aye. So the one after that will be like, well, maybe if I have 1 today, and I'll just break it down enough.
Aye.
Fucking, that it's, probably is alcoholic behaviour.
But it's so much free time in a way as well. Do you know what I mean? Is that kind of,
I don't know, free time. I just have freedom. You know what I mean? So you can like, you can push. If you're like, if we decided now that you wanted to drink, you probably could.
Turn that away.
You know, do you know what I mean? You could. You could, like. But it's fucking, this started funny and it's just turned into like
two fucking,
if you two have experienced any, you're like in Hollywood, if you two are affected by any of these problems,
see, it's the courthouse at 8:30
tonight.
No, I'm joking.
Alright,
did a gig in the courthouse.
How'd that go?
We're never going near there again.
I told you, you were like if this goes well, and I was like, let me stop you there.
I know,
it's just not for it.
It was, it's really not. And I was like, Neil Dugan made a brilliant point, because there was like 3 or 4 18 year old fellas from Lurgan.
Yeah.
And Neil just goes, like, no harm, Mickey, no harm. Can we do Neil's voice anymore? Can't it? Mickey, no, I thought. Anyway, he just went, no harm to you or like your hometown. He just went, but what the fuck did them young fellas have to do to get kicked out of that pub?
Oh yeah.
Like, there were both of them like chundered all over the bathroom. One of them walked over and stood right in front of the mic stand trying to like Snapchatting like that. I've never been more angry in my life.
Fuck my
at somebody God. Just doing that in my face. Fucking people going up Thursday night and there's teachers in the place getting, can I get 4 strawberry daiquiris? So like somebody was on and there's a fucking blender going, like awful. It's the first time I've seen Aaron McCann,
who the fuck owns this,
just fucking put his foot down and get through. I think Aaron must have got through 25 minutes of stuff in about 12 minutes.
Yeah. Me and him did a gig in Larne last Christmas, at the same time last year, and that was about the only other time I've seen him, like, he was off before he was off in about 8 minutes.
Aye.
Right enough, it was rowdy as fuck. But I don't know, do you ever get about those gigs where you go up and you do something and you come off and people are like, that was amazing, and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
See, with this one though, and this was like, because obviously there used to be a gig down there before and it was the same bar manager, and he was like, we know what we're doing now, everything's blah blah blah. And I've always had this thing in my head where I go, if a pub asks me to put a stand up thing on, I go, it's going to cost X amount of money, because in my brain I go, they're not going to want to take the chance of losing that money, so they'll obviously put a bit of work in.
Yeah,
Snapchat, like the young folks,
mid podcast Snapchat.
But that's not distracting at all.
I know.
And
like my ring.
So if I get down to thing, your mum's all, I put axe to fucking door staff and all on, basically loads of bouncers here if anybody's causing any old shit. The fucking, and I looked up at one point and there was 10 bouncers standing watching the gig, while these two cunts were like,
oh yeah.
You see it all. Spilling beer all over the place. You're just like, what the fuck do you have to do? Like,
there was a few in the Ulster Hall that time, they did fucking wiped out. Like, I was watching back my footage the other day.
Aye.
And I walked on, I was like, oh, what's happening? Big fucking cheer, big intro from you. And then some guy goes, fat cunt. And you're like,
I was just saying, there was one guy.
Like, I get like, it, like, aye, it's funny or whatever, but like, definitely fuck up.
Aye.
No, there's 1,000 people here. Do you not see the fucking 9 cameras?
Aye. I did one in the mech.
And everyone just sits there like, all the security and people work there.
I won the Mac the year before that. And fair play to the ones in the Mac, actually, because I was doing 2 halves. And there was one girl just from the start was just like, you fucking, do you want, like, stereotype steam?
Yeah.
And the staff were like,
women, by the way.
It's not all is.
It's mainly the annoying
but
ones.
But it's one of those things, you know, like, that thing where you go, right, not all Indian people drive taxis, but all taxi drivers are Indian.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't mind it. Not a stereotype. But
not all women are contactlers, but all contactlers are women.
It's true.
If you know what I mean, like,
it's true. I mean, there's sometimes
they're funny. This. Oh my god! Sorry,
I'm about to burst.
So doing fucking again. I'm doing warm up for a fucking TV thing tonight, and on Saturday night.
What TV thing is it?
It's Paddy Kilty's show. Delete, delete, delete.
Oh wow!
Second series up. So Saturday night, and the fucking,
I wouldn't have you on now.
No, why would he? It'd be blown out of the water. We're joking.
Nah, there's an element of truth to that.
Nah, I don't have enough Twitter followers. It's all about Twitter and stuff. I've got 5,000. You're going like,
are you verified?
No.
Why is she on? Where the fuck is he verified?
All you do is apply for it.
Do you, Ballocks?
You do. I googled it because as soon as I seen it, I was like, what the fuck? Why have I not got a blue tick? You go on. You just Google how to verify. How
I
to
mean,
get
that
a
means
blue tick.
That means I haven't done a tweet in about 9 years. But I mean, right.
But it's, you can
whatever.
But aye, so fucking talk about women hecklers, right?
Follow me on Twitter, I have nearly 10,000. Follow me.
He does. Follow me, I have just over 5,000. I don't even fucking make videos. Just talent. but fucking women hecklers, right? So, I ended up,
we'll make this last story and then we'll do questions real quick before this camera rolls out.
Saturday night, right? I was did new material stuff in the afternoon in the black box, right? So I had a shirt with me to wear at the warm-up, like a fucking nice shirt. But I hadn't ironed it, so I was like, right, I'll leave that in the car, run down to the gig, do that, run back up the car, then walk over to BBC, right? Forgot how bad the traffic was, gig ran over. Long story short, ended up doing the warm-up stuff in a t-shirt and leather jacket, right?
Yeah.
So anybody else would look like a trendy comedian. I looked like a Jebbo walking a dog.
Yeah. Right?
Obviously made a joke about that, you know me. And I was doing something about fucking Northern Irish people being voted the ugliest people in Europe or something stupid like that. Whatever it was I said, this woman was all, no, that's what it was. I was asking the audience to just laugh for the sound guys.
Yeah. Right?
That's one of the things you do in warm-up, was like, just,
yeah, just get
fucking
the,
laugh and get
the
recorded off of it. And so I was like, we're going to just ask you to laugh. And trying to do a couple of jokes, but like, I didn't think it was that easy. Just, I could go laugh and you do it, whatever. And this woman goes, well, take some of your clothes off. And I was like, excuse me? And she went, take your clothes off and we'll get a laugh. And I went, first of all, if I take my clothes off, no one laughs. Right?
Yeah.
People run away for help.
Stifle the vomit.
Yeah, and then I went, people run away going, that girl's got a beard. And then I waited, the laughter died down and looked at that woman and just went, I see we use the same razor, so we don't care. For the next fucking 30 minutes, it was like that. Just fucking, like, just ripping. But I had pure anger in my blood. When I said, I was,
that's good, fuck yeah, you. Exactly, bitch, don't talk.
And I'm waiting on somebody.
Don't ever be offended if someone comes back at you? Exactly. Like, retort if you've said something to him?
It's like, yeah.
By the way, I'm pretty sure that guy shouted fat cunt to me at the Ulster Hall. It was fatter than all of us put together.
And that's fat as fuck.
I'm heavy. Real heavy. I'm gonna do some questions here because I'm worried about this camera running about. And this is pure gold. The farting preacher. Let's watch that, will we?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's just watch that. When did you last get rimmed, Mick? Have you ever been rimmed?
Never been rimmed, actually.
I wouldn't let anyone.
I don't think it would be good.
I've seen what Laban's done on this. That amazing. And my word will not return void, and it will go to that which it was sent. And it will prosper. But life and joy, the nature of God. Oh,
have you seen the one with the,
we'll save that.
Have you seen the one with the Romanian gymnasts?
The fart noise.
And there's a fucking so they're doing this routine, and like it starts and they're kind of like they're all just fucking dancing about, and then one of them like pulls their leg back and it goes. But it's like every movement, so they stop. One of them goes. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my god!
I love farting.
When was the last time you got rimmed? I don't know. I just would. I'm not into it. You know what I mean?
I can't relate.
I don't know how much jizzing I'd have to do before I was like, lick my butthole.
Aye.
Please.
I don't know how many times we've been doing podcasts and someone has asked us about our anuses, but I haven't even been able to relax enough to put my own finger up my ass. I've tried it in the bath. And I wasn't able to do it. I've never put my finger up my ass. You ever had a finger in your ass? You ever had somebody else's finger in your ass?
Don't know.
Have you? You fucking have.
No,
I
haven't.
Yeah, have I? Look at his face.
I was trying to make a joke insinuating that you would do it, but it backfired on me.
I definitely would do it for you, like, just for you. But I wouldn't enjoy it. It'd be like, can I go now?
You'd have to be really in the mix of shit, you know what I mean? You need to be in a big filthy orgy where it was just like, it's just tits and fucking and everyone. Someone's just like, why not?
I would still. I think if I was butt-necking and somebody tried to put their finger in my ass, I wouldn't be annoyed. I'd laugh, like,
yeah.
Get out of here, you fucking rascally.
If someone was really into it, I'd be like, fill your boots.
No. I don't know. Fill my ass.
Fill my fucking. You mentioned you liked grime. Who do you enjoy?
That's strictly for you, though.
Yeah. Strictly for my ninjas. Basically, I don't know, whatever. Just the same shit you like. Homeboy, white fella. What do you think about the Pope coming?
I think
it's probably not legal for him.
Thank God he's already wearing white.
Yeah.
Yes, he's wearing his shoes.
That might be my new saying. I'd be like, I blew an absolute Pope load. Do you know what I mean? Because he's not coming at all.
I bet that was the first thing that fucking, I mean, the one that quit. I think that the first thing he done.
Well, I think he was about 99, so he's probably like.
He wasn't that old.
Who?
The one that quit, not the one that died.
Oh shit. Oh, fucking Benedict.
Aye.
Benedict in his hand. What about the Pope coming? I think in this day and age, who gives a shit? I'd go see the Pope, not from a religious point. I'd just be like, if it was in town, I'd be like, if it's not, granted, there's not going to be a bomb.
Aye. You know? If he was in Filthies or something like that. But where is he going? Is it down south? It is, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought it was Northern Ireland, but I don't really give a shit anyway. Here's one for you, Mick. Tommy Tiernan's coming to the Waterfront in January. I think he's brilliant. What do you think of his comedy, and would you buy a ticket?
Yeah.
I went to see him last year. Have you supported him?
Yeah.
Yeah. You best buds with Tommy Tiernan?
No, well, the thing about him is, because I'm a fucking super fan. I think his first three DVDs are some of the best fucking.
Of his three DVDs.
Yeah, well, that's because I was actually listening to him on that podcast where he rates his own shows.
Yeah.
And his first one was brilliant, second one was brilliant, third one was brilliant, fourth one was alright, fifth one was fucking terrible. And I was like, I think that. But I think, yeah, I think he's fucking brilliant. I listened to one of his latest album things on Spotify as well in the car, and I've listened to it right to the end and then just put it back to the start. Yeah. I think he's fucking incredible.
He's great. He was good live. Fair play to him for making some Conor McGregor reference in a room full of the whitest cunts you've ever seen. I have 1 minute left. We'll answer this question real quick. What's harder in your opinion, stand-up comedy or high school teacher? Definitely a teacher.
Yeah, definitely.
Because stand-up is, if you're remotely good at it, you just do it whenever you have to do it.
And a teacher probably gets in trouble for saying something stupid like, I bucked your ma.
Yeah, and Mickey like, won't go a minute without saying, I bucked your ma.
Buck your ma.
Finger mask. That might do, because we're going to run out of time here in this camera and this sound recorder, so you're going to take this sound recorder home, make it safe.
Aye. I'll be like, hey, call me, do you want it back?
I don't know how to work this. Right, that'll do for the bonus podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Mickey's podcast will be out shortly. Whatever its name's going to be, he said it was going to be called The Bandwagon.
But then it sounds like music, aye.
Yeah, I talked out of that. Yeah, just call it the fucking... We'll have a chat.
Aye. Mickey Bartlett's fucking podcast.
Yeah. Mickey fucking Bartlett.
Mickey fucking Bartlett.
Live. Yeah. In the living room. Live in the living room.
Aye.
Sofa Science.
I'm in the kitchen.
Sofa Science.
I was thinking about having a, like, call it like a can of Mickey Bartlett, and then I have a tin of some sort of beer every day.
Not so bad. Get sponsored by Beer 52, like me.
Well, good for Harp.
Oh, yes! We're 5, 4, 3. Right here. See you later. Bye.